AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, accused by 11 women of sexual harassment and the target of a state assembly impeachment investigation, resigns.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do, because I work for you.
The three-term Democrat's decision will take effect in 2 weeks. Investigators say he subjected women to unwanted kisses, groped them, or otherwise touched them inappropriately, made insinuating remarks about their looks and their sex lives, and created a work environment rife with fear and intimidation. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat and former member of Congress, will become the state's first woman governor. President Biden says the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by the Senate will spur the economy.
This bill is going to help make a historic recovery, a long-term boom. Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure is what I believe you, the American people, want. What you've been asking for a long, long time.
The bill is the first leg of his Build Back Better plan. The Senate also took action on a $3.5 trillion budget proposal, moving it to debate on a partisan 50-49 vote. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham doesn't like anything about the plan.
This is the worst thought-out idea I've ever seen. They're just throwing every liberal idea and hope it sticks to the wall, and their whole reason for being on the left is in this bill.
The budget plan would increase taxes on corporations and the wealthy to cover programs for family services, health, and the environment. Both measures will also be acted on by the House. Heading into the close, the Dow is up 160, the NASDAQ off 73. This is AP News. The number of children contracting COVID-19 increasing rapidly, and children's hospitals are filling up with young patients not eligible for the vaccine now being used against the virus. Dr. Emily Landon is with University of Chicago Medicine.
We're seeing larger numbers of infections in children, and those larger numbers of infections mean that a greater number of individuals are going to be hospitalized.
American Academy of Pediatrics says there has been an 84% increase in COVID cases in children, who are now accounting for 14% of all the cases in this country. Senior Biden administration members are in Mexico for talks on addressing illegal migration. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are leading the delegation to meet with senior Mexican government officials about working jointly to slow the crossings across the border. Officials are also planning to discuss other economic and security issues, including COVID-19 response. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.